Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to give you praise, glory, and honor. And thank you for being so magnificent and so awesome and so wonderful. We thank you for the great privilege of preaching the gospel. We don't take it for granted. And so we just so honored that you chose us. And so, Lord, we ask you as you speak through us that you continue to bless and anoint those who hear the word through my voice. And we love you so much for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I would like to say to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. Mothers are very, very special, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I wanted to say, I remember years ago, I'm a mama's boy, and so my mom and I was really, really close. And I know a lot of you guys will understand this, appreciate this story. But my mother used to always say, now listen, now we go into the store. Now, if you go to the store and you act a fool in the store, I'm going to act a fool in the store. So if you don't want me to act a fool in the store, don't you act a fool in the store. So if you show out, then I'm going to show out. So wherever you show out, that's where you want me to show out. Amen? So I said that to say that last week was a very awkward week for Kingdom Embassy. I take ownership for that because I'm the pastor. This is my 10th year in the ministry, so yet last week I faced something I had never faced before, and I did it wrong. I'll be the first one to say I did it wrong. Jasmine preached a powerful, powerful message last week. So I don't apologize for pausing the message. I apologize to Jasmine publicly on how I did it. There was other way I could have done it differently, all right? So I responded hastily, and I shouldn't have never done that. In the process, I hurt her, and that was never my intent to hurt her. So I want to apologize to her publicly. She told me I didn't have to do this, but I want to apologize to her publicly because that was never my intent, and I love you so much for it, so. Now, for those who are out there on social media, I think I'm apologizing, respond to social media. I have not heard one single iota of what happened on social media because I don't get on social media. I did that because that's what God told me to do. Amen. There's some members in my congregation who love me so dearly, and they did express something to me, and I made some phone calls, so they did express some things to me, and I always value opinion of the people that I serve. And so I just want to thank everybody so much for your prayers because so many people was praying for us, and I appreciate that. Amen? So now, with that said, I want to talk to you guys today about the treasure of the kingdom. Mothers, I want you to know that you are so special and so gifted. That God, in his uniqueness in Genesis, when he says, let us create man in our image and our likeness, he created the human being. But the mother was different. The mother is different. I know throughout the Bible it has a male taste to it, but and a male flavor. But the power of the Bible is really about the woman. It ain't really about the male, right? Even though we talk about God as being the father, God is really androgynous. He's both male and female because he's a spirit, right? So if in a sense you want to say that. But the woman is so unique. That her life and what she does, and God used her when he mirrored Christ's life, right? So the woman in the process of giving birth is the time when she almost gives up her life in order to bring life into the world, right? She makes a heck of a sacrifice, right? And the woman is so unique and so much like God that the woman alone, without any help from the external world, can literally give life to a child and feed a child from her own body and give the nourishment that it needs without any external help, right? And just like God doesn't need anybody, but he created the woman in such a way that she has everything inside of her in order to give life to this baby and for this baby to sustain. And in reality, we do an injustice to God when we allow the formulas and all those different things to come and then take the place of the breast of the woman, right? And so, because her breast is so powerful that they even created what you call a pacifier, right? And a pacifier is symbolized the nipple of a woman, but is there to lure you to sleep, right? When the real thing is there to give you life and keep you alive, right? And so it's so important to understand who she is. And I told my children, my son, I said, now listen, you can do a lot of crazy things in life, but if you cross your mama, we got a problem, right? Because Ardina was there when I wasn't there, right? And so the mother is so powerful, and I don't care how you treat her, whatever you do, it's something about her, and it's something about the gift that God gave her that's so unique that in the midst of a storm, she can survive, right? And she sometimes she's left alone with a child by herself as the male goes and does his thing, whether he's a great dad or not, and he's working. She's there, and she's nurturing this baby and giving this baby life, and is the baby's first teacher. And she just does everything. In a lot of spaces and places, she's the one to introduce the child to God, because sometimes the dad doesn't get involved like that, right? But that woman is different, all right? And so we need to understand what we have when we have this woman. She is so powerful, right? And so unique and so gifted and so loved, right? And the least respected, right? But I want us to rethink this thing and rethink how powerful she is and how she does so much for humanity, because a lot of us are what we are today because our mother. I wouldn't care if she's an alcoholic. I wouldn't care if she's a drug addict. I don't care what. If she was in that house, she did something for you. You know, sometimes we look at parents and mothers when they get addicted or whatever, but we understand that the addiction sometimes takes over your life, right? But that mother still tries, and she busts her tail, man, trying to make sure that you have what you got to have. And sometimes you don't get everything you want, but she tried to give you everything she got, right? And so you got to understand, where did that come from? That come directly from God. When God downloaded her in her mother's womb, he knew what he had. He knew how he was going to move the world forward. And he knew that her womb was so sacred that everything is birthed out of darkness, right? And from the darkness of her womb, everything is brought forth. Everything that you see is brought forth from the darkness of the womb of the woman. So every brain, every smart person, everybody you think is so brilliant and everybody think their dad is the greatest and all that, remember they came from the womb of a woman, right? And she's so, if you go back in history, they used to have kings in Africa, right? If that mother would rip her brow off or show her breast, it would cause that king to lose everything he had, right? Because the woman was that powerful. Right, we just in a society where they give the male so much credit, right? But the power, for real. Now listen, the power is not the head; it's really the neck, right? Is that woman? She really moves and grooves, and in our weakest moments, right, or in the time we think we're the strongest, nobody tells the truth, but it's that woman that comes along and give you that word of encouragement, tell you you can keep it going, you can do it, you can make it happen, right? So let's not take our mothers for granted. Let's not take our wives for granted. Let's not take our sisters for granted, because one day they're going to be the one pouring into your little nephews or your little cousins or your little brothers or your little grandchildren. So let's honor mothers every day. Everybody say every day. Every day. That's so important. So the treasure of the kingdom of God is really in Genesis 1 and 26, and when God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, right? And then let them have dominion. Now, this is important, right? Then he said in Genesis 2, he said, and God breathed into man the breath of life, right? And then this human being that came into this world, man, through the womb of the woman, right, changed the world forever, right? And so you have to understand what is it about you that makes you so powerful? What is it about you that makes you so awesome? I think the treasure to the kingdom is you. I think you, and once you understand that you are the treasure of the kingdom, all right, everything changes, right? No one or nobody, right? No one or nobody has the power over your life other than you. Anything that happens in your life really happens through you from the inside out. Everything that you express in your environment is really expressed from the inside first. You have to understand the value of you and how important you are, right? Now, this is important for you to understand that because you need to be authentic and be the person that God made you to be. Love you for who you are, right? Love you for who you are and know who you are. And now your worst enemy is really your thinking. It's not your thought, it's your thinking. The more you think, the worse your situation gets. Your thinking creates your pain. Your thoughts is your creativity. And we're going to talk about that, right? It's important. But the Spirit of God lives in us. Everybody says in us. So the beauty of God being in us makes a huge difference. And Jesus was the example of it, right? And I want us to understand that because from this day forward, I want you to understand depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, all that stuff should never ever exist in our life. It should never, ever exist in our life. No one should ever be able to break you down. When you know who you are and whose you are and who created you and why they created you and God didn't make no mistake, right? No devil in hell can stop you, right? The only body can stop you is you. You have to believe in you. Everything that the enemy does is to break you down and make you not know who you are, right? And try to get you to pull away from you, right? But if you can turn inside and realize how powerful you are and the strength that lies within you, right? Man, listen, the world, woman, the world will be an amazing, amazing place. Heaven is really here, but a lot of us don't experience heaven, so we're so busy looking there. When we miss it here. And the reason why we miss heaven here, because we miss it here. Because we look at the world through a different lens, through the lens that somebody told us, instead of looking inside with the power of God in us. Can you imagine God walking with you and talking with you, side by side with you, and telling you everything to do and how to move? And you're like, I can do this thing. Well, I'm telling you, he's doing it. Every single day. He's just battling like a lot of us are battling. He said, I'm trying to get you to understand who you are. I keep trying to tell you how great you are, right? I keep telling you it's created in my image, but you don't believe because somebody else told you something different, right? And then you start thinking and thinking, and the more you think, the sicker you get. The more you think, I want you to think of a situation, and you think about it. And the reason why the situation was bad, the event was bad, it wasn't the event. It was your thinking afterwards. You keep on thinking, and that thing just go down, and next thing you know, you're depressed, your anxiety's up, you're all stressed out, you got to smoke a joint, I need a drink, I need all this here, all because you start thinking. Right? But what if you realize who you are in Christ, and you are the treasure? You are God's greatest creation. You are his greatest gift to the world because the world moves through you. Everything moves. This is a mental world, right? This is all of us are in here at the same time experiencing the same thing. And a lot, some of us are so depressed. Our anxiety is up so high. And some of us are, God is good. Won't he do it, right? And the person sitting next to you don't know what's going to happen in a few minutes because their mind is somewhere else, right? Your perception becomes your reality, right? But the beauty is I can decide inside what happens on the outside or how I react to what's happening on the outside. Because what's happening on the outside is based on how I react to it. So if other past, how I handled it was different how my brothers and sisters handled it, right? We both experienced the exact same thing. We both had the same loss, right? But because of my relationship with God, understanding who God was in my life, I move differently, right? So if you understand who you are and whose you are, then you move. They take your job, You just keep smiling because you know inside that my Father owns it all. So you can have, listen, and if you take this one, he's going to give me something else. Right? I know this. That's the way I think. If I don't think that way, then I say, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I don't know how I'm going to feed my family tomorrow. He says, listen, if you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be what? Added. So then why am I worried about it? It's because you're stinking thinking. Right? But if God is living in you and he's the power in your life, right, you have to realize that when I move, listen, I don't have to be jealous of anybody. I don't have to be envious of anybody. Because what God has for me is for me. Because he's riding with me. He's my ride or die. Right? He said, if you go to the pits of hell, he said, I'm there with you, partner. He said, wherever you go. He said, I don't care where you go. He said, I'm riding with you. He said, I'm there really to protect you. He said, and guide you. He said, in all truth. He said, I'm going to lead you and I'm going to guide you in all truth. Now, you may go down the wrong road. You may be going to Grand Rapids and then take I-196 and end up in Holland. He said, but I'll put you back on the right path so you can get to Grand Rapids. He says, all you got to do is turn to me and listen to me. He said, listen, I'm going to talk to you from the inside out because everything works from the inside out. So once you understand that you are the treasure, you are the treasure of the kingdom, you are the peace, right, that make it all happen. Whatsoever a man or woman thinks, so is he or she, right? And so that's important for understanding that. Now, Christ was so unique. Jesus was so unique that he was born of this woman, right? But what made him so powerful is that he allowed God to take full control of his life, right? And when God took, remember that his mother was Mary. When God took full control of his life, we even said that he was God in the flesh. He moved so close and so smooth and had so much power and was moving so many things and delivering so many people, we said he got to be God in the flesh. Right? He's got to be God. He's got to be God reincarnated because nobody can do these miracles except God. So he must be God, right? And remember now, his mother was Mary, right? So as we read and we look at his life and the power of him, why did God give us that experience? Because he wanted you to know the same Jesus that you worship and praise and magnify, the same power that rises in him really is in you. He said, but the problem is you don't believe in you, but you believe in him. You know, I don't believe in it. See, you know what I'm saying? That's Jesus. He said, no. I created you too in my image. And I reside in you just like I reside in him. Even, I know you don't believe it, but Jesus told you that. So you don't have to believe me. He said, while you worshiping and praising and magnifying me and I'm God, he said, remember, the works that I do, you'll be able to do even greater. Because he knew that if you ever understood the power that's in you, no devil in hell could stop you. Right? Now, so Jesus, all right, listen to Philippians. Here's what when Paul was writing to the church of Philippi, right? He says, you must have the same, everybody say the same, attitude that Christ Jesus had. The same attitude that Christ, you need to have the same attitude, everybody say attitude, that Jesus had. Now, listen now, right? Though he was God, he did not think of equality God as something to cling to. I know who I am, right? I know who I am. Just like you got to know who you are. He said you got to have the attitude to know who you are, right? It's important, right? But I'm not going to brag about it. I'm not going to go around telling everybody I'm God or I'm this and that. But I tell everybody I got the Holy Spirit. I got the Holy Spirit, but I ain't got God, but I got the that's kind of crazy, don't it? I ain't got God, but I got the Holy Spirit. I know I'm a spiritual being, and the Holy Spirit is in me, but I'm not really. I'm not. Who told you that? Because Jesus didn't tell you that, right? Paul didn't tell you that, and Paul wrote 3/4 of the whole New Testament. So he was one of the greatest teachers. Peter didn't tell you that. So who told you that? Somebody sitting next to you who don't know nothing about God, for real, right? So it's important to understand, he said, everybody said, I got to have the attitude that Christ had. Now, so Christ, remember, the only reason he talked about Christ's attitude, because Christ's mother named Mary, daddy named Joseph, the power of God was in his life. Now, I know this is deep, right? Because you said, but you understand, Kurt. They say, oh, man, you tripping, right? I'm telling you, God is invisible. God is a spirit. Everybody say God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit of truth. Now, we know that God, oops, I forgot the camera. God is a spirit. Now, listen to me. It's important, right? So if God is a spirit and he's out there, but Jesus, who is the Son of God, is God in the flesh, is he spirit or is he flesh? They said, well, he both. Well, I said, so are you, right? So it because, watch this here. You got to have the attitude, understand that if Christ, if God lived in him, he also lived in me. That's why Paul, when he wrote, he says in Romans, when Jesus died, you died. When he rose, you rose. What are you talking about? He said, you got to understand that this is a faith journey. This is something I got to believe. Because, Mika, once I believe it, you can't make me unbelieve it. Right? It's in my heart. I can move with the power of God in my life. Then I start treating people different. I start behaving different. I start operating on my job different. I treat my kids different. I treat my spouse different because I look at my spouse and I see God in my spouse. I see my God in my children. I see God in my boss, right? I see my God in my neighbor. Even the person that call themselves my enemy, I see God in them because I know. They may not know, but I know the secret. I know that God resides in all of us, right? Not just me. I'm not selfish. I'm not walking around like I'm holding down. Praise the Lord. I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongue. And I can. I'm not the only one. Right? So I know who God is in my life, but I also know who God is in your life. You just don't know it. As soon as you figure out that he's in your life, everything moves differently. Right? Now, it's important because watch Jesus. It's important. So Jesus... Mary's baby, everybody said Mary's baby boy, all right? So Mary's baby boy has so much confidence and boldness. He got the power of I am. Everybody says, I am. If anybody said, man, listen, my name is so-and-so. I am so-and-so, so-and-so. I am, I am, I am. Whenever you talk about I am and be present, remember Jesus was saying something. And I want you to think about the same attitude that Jesus had. I want you to have. Please, 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 right? Don't put Jesus over here and then put you way down here. Because then you're going to mess up the kingdom. Right? Then God will say, listen, you're missing the point. Right? You got to be missing the point. Otherwise, Jesus would never say the work I do, you can do. Right? You never do it. But as long as I put him here and I'm down here, I got an excuse for not being successful. I can justify not doing what I do because you understand I'm human. We are human, but if God is operating in us, we're different. Right? Everybody say we're different. And so we work. Now, listen to what Jesus said, his power. I am the bread of life. That's what he said. I am the bread of life. This is what Jesus said. I am the bread of life. Right? Now, remember, he's Mary's baby boy. He said, but I am the bread of life. He says, and I am the light of the world. He said, I am the gate. I am what? The good shepherd. I am what? The resurrection and the what? Life. I am the what? The what? And the what? And I am. Now, hold on. Who's talking here? Is it Jesus or is it the Christ in him? Who's talking? Who's the bread of life? Is it Jesus, Mary, baby boy, or is it God in him? Right? So if God is talking in him, is God not the bread of life in your life? Hold on. Ray, stand up. If you ever was a drunker or used to drink and you don't drink no more, stand up. Right? Everybody look around. Just look around at these people used to be drunks. Right? Hold on, wait, don't sit down yet. Now, stand up for a minute. Watch this. They have been resurrected. Now, what resurrected them, y'all? It wasn't no 12-step program. All they talk about was the scripture. They kept giving you the scripture. What they did was they tried to make God active in your life. So much so till you change the way you think. Right? And then once you flip and you realize how powerful God is, then you was able to tell the alcohol, no more in my life, partner. No devil in hell can stand. Y'all can sit down now, right? Now, I'm not going to tell the rest of y'all to stand up, because there's a lot of y'all used to be drug addicts. There's a lot of y'all used to be prostitutes. There's a lot of y'all used to be a lot of stuff. I ain't going to make you stand up because you don't want to tell your story, right? But you're not what you used to be, right? So God resurrected your life. What changed you? When the Spirit of God came into your life, watch this here, and he transformed you, right, from the inside out, and you start to think different. When you start to think different, you start to behave different, right? And it was an inside job. It really was nothing they did on the outside. Only thing they was doing on the outside was trying to change the chemistry on the inside. Even if they gave you some drugs, even if they injected you, they had to try to mess with that chemistry on the inside. Because everything is an inside job. Because what they do is trying to get you back and show you. Here's the thing. The reason why Brother Derek, I always remember me and Derek, because Derek always gives testimony. The reason why Derek and Teresa could really give up the drug is because when the power of God in their life, it was stronger than crack. Right, and the thing, and crack is so strong. It'll turn your life out. It ain't nothing to play with, right? And I'm telling you, man. Listen, I had an eating disorder, and I could eat 4 Whoppers and a large shake and a large fry, right? That was just for the breakfast, right? But when God delivers you, and transforms you, and resurrect your life, now watch Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. Because once he resurrected you, he gave you. I was dead. I was on my way to die, Spud. I was 440 pounds. I was literally eating myself to death. Everybody still love me, but I was literally eating myself to death. Right? Now, I can eat a little bit, and my kids, you know, they like me to order good meals when we go out to eat because they know I'm going to eat a couple of bites and they just wait. So they can get the rest of it, right? Come on, Dad, order some more. They know I can't eat all that food. They know it, right? They in on this one, right? So it's important. He said, I am the true vine. He said, I am the true vine. What you mean, Jesus? He said, God was speaking through him, was telling him, I'm the true vine. I'm the one to give you life. Your mama didn't give you life. I gave you life. That's what God said. He said, in the same life I gave you, I gave other people as well. But if you don't have the same attitude Christ has, you won't know who you are. Right? So we in society, all they're trying to do is take your money and your life. You know, if you ever watch television, right, and you watch the commercials, right, it's important. You watch the commercials, and these commercials say, and this drug right here will help you with your gout. And this right here will help you with your stomach. And then on the side effect, you can die, your hair can fall out, your ear may fall off, your toe may fall, this may fall. They need like 500 other things that kill you right on. The reason why they named all those things, because it has happened to somebody. And since somebody had that effect, they got to list it. So you say, I'm going to take a chance. Because my head is hurting so bad, right? When God has already put the healing inside of you, right? And some people, you know, and I'm not talking what I heard, I'm talking what I know. It's been a situation where it was so bad, my pain was so bad one time, my doctor wouldn't even give me pain medicine. And I was sweating so hard, I was soaking wet from my head to my toe. The pain was at a 10. And the man said, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you nothing. And when he said that, I knew I wasn't going to get nothing, so I went into God. I had nowhere else to go. And then God brought the pain down. He let me know then and there. He said, it's an inside job. It's an inside job. He said, you are so powerful and so magnificent, but you got to think like Jesus. You got to have the same attitude Jesus had. That's why he could heal people. That's why he could deliver people. That's why he can speak into people's life. He had that kind of power in your life. You got to know who you are. So you got to walk around knowing I'm somebody, right? Because God made me somebody. I wasn't made by anybody. I was made by God himself. Even if some of us grew up in a bad family, he delivered us. And as we go, he came in the midst. Some of us ain't nothing like the environment we grew up in. We was raised in the same house as some of our siblings, but we made it through. Why? Because we embraced God, and God changed us in the middle of the family. Now, what he did, he can change the whole family. What he did was he changed the way you think. And when he changed the way you think, everybody else said you think you better than everybody else. But you wasn't. You just like everybody else, except you just recognized who you really was, God's child. And you realized who your daddy really was. Right? Because you are the treasure. The world don't change until you change. Hear me well. Nothing changes until the people change. I don't care what happened. We can talk about this. Listen. Everybody talking about, man, Trump and this crazy administration and Elon Musk and all that. Remember this here. Everything changed because of them. They believe that they can change the world. Trust me, I don't care what y'all do. I don't care what the law is. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Right? That's because he believed it. Right? And he believed it so much so that he moved in it. But what if you had that kind of faith in you? What if you had that kind of God faith? Like I can move mountains. You know, Trump said, I'm going to be the president of the United States. Right? I don't care who behind you, right? Because everybody behind somebody. Right? But what if you had that kind of faith? What if you said, man, I know I am the best dad. I know I'm the best boss. I'm the best mother. I'm the best brother. Right? I know how. Listen, everybody going to gather around you and try to figure out what is it that makes you so successful. What is it that gives you so much power? Everybody said Christ. Christ is the spirit of God in the person. Right? And here's the thing. God is riding in every one of us. We just got to give our life over to him. We got to give our ego over to him. We got to get out of the way thinking we're so smart and allow him to run our life. And then if we change the way we think, we'll change the way we live. And then you can be happy one minute if you want or sad the next, right? Then you get to choose your happiness. God is a God of love. That means he's always residing in you, always. And he's manifesting in you, man, so you can change the world, right? Now, let me help him get through this thing, right, so I can get out of here, right? Now, in 2 Corinthians, here's what Paul wrote. And what union can there be between God's temple, everybody, God's temple with the temple and idols. For we are, everybody say we are. This is good. Don't miss this, Mika. For we are the temple of the living God. That means we are the house. Everybody say we the house. So we're the temple. Oh, man, we're the kingdom, right? Watch this, good. As God said, I will live where? In who? Them. And I what? And walk among them. I will be what? And they will what? God is telling you, and where he going to be at? He going to be in. But you can't, but you got to believe it. Listen, if I tell you, listen, I'm telling you, man, God is in control of my life. Every decision I'm, listen, I don't care what you say, man, you can't stop me. Right? If you read Psalms 82 and 6, he said, they called them gods because they are the, listen, if God is everything and he, and we're the mental, I want you to think about this. If God is mental and he's everything and he creates something, whatever he creates is a part of him. So if he's the almighty and he's the God, if he create me, I might be a little bit. So I might have him, I might have his DNA, right? And so if he's here and that's him, then I may have a little bit of that in me too, right? And if I'm and I make that connection, what can stop me but me? Who can stop me but me? Right? Who? Patrick? Who can stop me? Pastor, I don't understand. I'm behind you. But Pastor, you understand I'm behind on my bills, man. He said, listen, I gave you the gift to cut hair. You just got to start cutting from sun up to sundown until you get enough money to pay your bills. Because I gave you a gift to do it. Right? He said, and then don't spend no extra, just save it. Because the rainy day is coming. You said, no, I need me a new motorcycle tire. He said, but ain't nothing wrong with it. But they got the new brand out. So then I take the blessing and buy a new wheel. Then I say, God, I ain't got enough. He said, but I'm blessing you, and I told you not to do it because you don't have enough. I only told you you had so many resources, right? He said, I'm going to bless you, but don't do it all. But we know what we do. We're like, God, I'm ignoring you, man. I need this blouse because it's on sale. I know it's $150 they got on sale for $75, but I ain't got but $60. So I'm going to put the other $15 on my credit card. That's what we do. So then now, watch this here. So now God has gave us access to the resources and blessed us beyond our wildest dream, and we take the resources and mismanage them and then blame God because I'm broke or because I don't have. Right? When he's already given you everything you need and some more. You say, well, I don't know. You got an apartment. Raise your hand if you live in an apartment. Right? Now, you're blessed. Right? Because if you own the house, you got to pay for the window when it get broke. Right? So you got it. You got somewhere to lay your head, but you want to, no, I want something bigger. So he gives you something bigger, you don't have enough money to pay for it. Then you're mad. I don't understand why I ain't got no money for my mortgage. Well, you shouldn't have bought a house that had $500,000. You don't make it but $50 a month. Right? So it's important. Watch this here. So God is never going to give us more than we need. Right? Everything he gives us is just enough. Right? And the thing, I don't care how much you got in the bank, it was just enough. Because all that money is accounted for. I got a friend who had a lot of money, right? And he retired, and he got sick. When he got sick, all the money he thought he had, he needed. Because the medical bill was high. Right? So everything God gives you is for a reason. And he blessed. He said, I'm right there for you. Keep me first. He said, I'm going to keep on blessing you. Now, watch. Your mind shifts. So then I start thinking like God, right? But if I treat people like they not God, I can cut off my blessing from him. He like, hold on, stop. Hold your horses. Treat people right. Right? He said, because that's the currency of me. The currency is everybody's love. I'm finna wrap this thing up real quick. Now, here's the thing. I'm finna wrap this verse up. Right? Y'all thought I would go a long time, but I'm not, right? All y'all on social media, pay attention. Right? For I can do what? King James said all, right? New Living Translation said, I can do, everybody read this together with me, read. For I can do everything. Stop. What can I do? Everything. What can I do? Everything. Remember that, I can do everything, right? Through God that gives me the strength. Through the Spirit of God that gives me the strength. Listen, the Spirit is wisdom. Internalized. The Spirit is wisdom. Wisdom, I said wisdom. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength to do it. Right? So I don't care what I'm going, I can get ready to start a business. Right? God can bless me and show me how to run the business. But if I'm trying to make too big of a profit, then the business just might fail. Because God said, listen, I'm not like every other business owner. Your business is going to represent me. So don't overtax the people. Don't overcharge them. Right? Don't worry, because I'm going to send you a whole lot of work. So don't you, just because you see the dollars coming, don't you misrepresent me. Because he said, you can do everything. There's nothing that you can't put your mind to, you can't do with God behind you. You're not even going to ask God to do something you can't do. People say, well, you can't do all things. I'm not asking God, man, to play hockey. I don't want to play hockey. Right? And he know he didn't build me to play hockey. Right? Now, listen, I know what I can and what I can't do. And I know some things, Margaret, I can do, I can't do them that good, but I can do them, right? But if I put God behind whatever I can do, I can be great at it. Right? Because my mind, my heart is there. If my heart is there, the resource of the universe got access to everything that everybody else have access to. So whatever you can do, I can do. If you can run, I can run. If you jump, I can jump. If you're going to be a good football player and that's your desire and you work at it, God will make you a good football player. You put God ahead of it. You put God behind it. Then you got God working through you. Right? And don't get me wrong. Don't you go around thinking you trick somebody. I'm telling the Lord, you know, doggone, you're not living right and you're not acting right. And God know you're not. Because God going to show up on the inside and express himself on the outside. He going to show you where you're messing up and you're not committed to him. He's not told you can do all things as long as I give you strength. Right? Only way I'm going to give you strength for real to do is that you got to be totally committed to me. You got to give your life over to me and let me run it and you be the vehicle that I work through. Now, just imagine if you're the vehicle. That's why you're the treasure. God wants to do everything in the world, but he wants to do it through you. So you're the greatest treasure. You guys' greatest gift. If I want to start a business, I'm going to run the business not from heaven. I'm going to run the business in earth from heaven through the species I created on the earth. Whatever happens in this earth is going to happen through people. God said, I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it through people. Right? And some people just believe while you're talking about somebody and running them down and calling them racist and they all this here, they know what they can do and they do it. You know what you can do and you won't do it. So then I criticize the people who are doing it. So I can do it better than them, but you won't do it. And God's trying to twist your arm, and when you bite yourself, he said, do it. You're like, well, I'm scared. He said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. What you afraid of? How can you be afraid of the same people that I created? How can you be afraid when I gave you the gift? He said, quit being jealous, because whatever I gave you is for you. And what I gave them is for them. Right? And so now that Jesus never compared himself to anybody. You can't give me no scripture. He just said, man, you know, I'm cool like Moses. You know, what Moses can do, I can do. You know, Elijah, man, he prayed out of heaven. He said, listen, I don't have to do all that. All I can do is speak to it. Remember, he was Mary's baby boy, right? And so he says, hey, I can do it. I don't care about all the other prophets, all them people. He said, I can do it. Elijah wasn't comparing himself to nobody. Power was there. Moses, I want to be like Pharaoh. The ones who really had God operating their life, man, they trusted him. And they knew they could do it. And there's no difference between David, Paul, Elijah, Jeremiah, than you. They were all human beings just like you. The only difference is you want to deify them. You want to make them all this here and don't realize who you are. Right? Imagine if you had the same mindset they had. What? There's no devil in hell can stop you. Because your only worst enemy is you. It's not the devil out there nowhere. It's the one inside of you. You're the one who have the self-doubt. And your worst enemy is your thinking. Everybody say your thinking. If you think too much, you'll quit doing anything. You'll talk yourself out of everything. You'll talk yourself in depression, in the suffering, everything. Quit thinking and just react. Because the past or the future, you need to be in the present. Everybody say, God, help me be everything you call me to be. Give the Lord a hand clap. But the only way this can happen, you have to make a commitment, you have to give your life to God. If you have not made a commitment to give your life to God, everybody stand to your feet. If you have not made a commitment to give your life to God, I want you to make that commitment today. Let today be your birthday. Let Mother's Day So you always remember the day I gave my life to the Lord was Mother's Day. Young people, if you had not committed your life to God, I want to do it today. I want to walk you through the process, right? If you want to rededicate your life, let's do it. Let's come sit on the front row. If you want to be a part of this church and you want to join Kingdom Embassy, come on and join Kingdom Embassy. We have a new members class and you can be a part of it. I just want to thank everybody for today. Thank you for an opportunity to present God in real time. Everybody say in real time. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you so much for each person in this building, every person that listens to my voice. We ask you to give them strength. Lord, love them. Love them into loving you. Let them feel your love so they be willing to give up everything else and give their life to you. Lord, a lot of them tried everything. They've tried everything, and none of it has worked for them. So, Lord, today is the day that you give them an opportunity to commit their life to you and let you be the Lord of your life, in their life. So we thank you. We thank you so much for all that you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Lord, as we leave this place, never your presence. Keep your arms of protection around us. Give us all traveling mercies. Let this Mother's Day be a safe Mother's Day. Those who eat, don't let them have no food. Let all the food be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. Those who like prayer, come on down. We love to pray with you. If you're in church, come on down.